Radio Quiz Now. One of the top international yacht races is about to get underway in Australia. Crews have come from as far away as the U.S., Hong Kong, and France, but most hail from down under. The race begins in Sydney Harbour the day after Christmas. A cannon blast at 1 p.m. will signal the start of the race, and the yacht sets sail for the Tasman Sea. It's a 600-plus nautical mile dash through the waters off southeast Australia. Now, if the winds cooperate, the yachts cut across the Bass Strait. Tasmania comes into view. On Tasman Island, they hook right and sail up the Derwent River for the final sprint at the finish line. Can you name this historic port city of Tasmania where the yachts will be heading? Our answer is coming up in the second half of the program. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. One of Australia's biggest sporting events is just days away. The International Yacht Race begins on December 26th in Sydney Harbour and ends in the Tasmanian port city of Hobart. Hobart is the answer to our quiz today. The Sydney to Hobart race is a huge draw for crews from around the world. But this year, only six foreign-owned yachts are competing. That's the lowest contingent ever. Organizers are blaming Europe's financial crisis. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Decks are being scrubbed and sails inspected as final preparations are made for one of international sailing's toughest ocean events. The 628 nautical mile dash down eastern Australia from Sydney to the island state of Tasmania. It can be dangerous. In 1998, six sailors died when wild storms battered the fleet. Still, it's one of the most anticipated events on Australia's sporting calendar. This year's race may be diminished, though. It's taking a hit from the European economic crisis. Gary Lineker is Commodore of the Cruising Yacht Club of Australia, which organises the annual event. He says the financial uncertainty has forced several international teams to pull out.
We don't have nearly as many European visitors as we would normally have. I think people are just looking at the moment at their expenditure and not possibly committing as much.
This is an expensive undertaking. It can cost tens of thousands of dollars to compete in the race. Organisers have tried to attract more boats from Asia, but most of this year's entrants are Australian.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone, from out here in the Southern Ocean. It's Christmas morning, and I'm about to make a start on this big pile of Christmas presents I've got here.
A year and a half ago, Australian teenager Jessica Watson became the youngest person to sail solo around the world. Watson is now 18, and she's set to captain the youngest crew ever to compete in the Blue Water Classic, with the help of a lot of sponsors.
Sailing's a rather expensive thing to be doing sometimes, and to do this again, it's not something you can do by halves. When I set out to sail around the world, there was no way you would be cutting safety things. You wouldn't, you know, let alone performance, if you know you cut the budget sort of thing. So we've been incredibly lucky. We have an amazing team of sponsors on board. Been great to work with.
Applications for this year's race closed at the end of November, but since then, more than a dozen of the 100 entrants have withdrawn, many because of financial problems. Gary Lineker says there'll only be one competitor from the US.
Reeve Potts, the rear commodore of the New York Yacht Club, has bought his own boat here. His son and his nephew sailed it here with a group of friends from America, and they're the only American boat we've got this year, which is unusual. We have a much smaller international contingent, and I think that's to do with this infamous global financial situation.
Those who can afford the huge costs of buying, maintaining and equipping an ocean-going boat expect to complete the journey from Sydney to Tasmania in about 2 to 7 days. For The World, this is Phil Mercer in Sydney.
You don't even have to have a yacht to play our GeoQuiz texting game. Just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866. Congratulations today to Alex in Honolulu, Krista in Bermuda Dunes, California, and Kaylee in Denver for all coming up with Hobart, Tasmania.